This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Mr. Israel, let me ask you, the way that this bill, the original bill, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, the way that that was sold to the American people was in many ways mendacious. They were told, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. That's not true. And it's just empirically evident out there that insurance companies are leaving Obamacare exchanges, leaving voters, consumers with fewer options, not greater options. Do you think the Democrats, in the way they sold this bill to the public, really undermined their own credibility on the issue of health care?
Well, Jake, look, let's stipulate that Obamacare is far from perfect, that there were some significant flaws in its execution, including a website that went down, that there were unintended consequences. Here's the deal.
Well, just oh yeah. By the way, you know, didn't even remember that one. Huh? yeah, I you know, it's easy to look back and say this is you know, Obamacare fell drastically short of its promise time and again. But here we are, you know, 7 years down the road, and you know, the Democrats are. It is amazing how the mainstream media, and I appreciate Jake Tapper holding Steve Israel. You know, to the fire here a bit, just saying, hey, look, the onus is on you guys. This is what you created. And why not help out here for the sake of the people that you lied to and how you messed up this whole situation? I mean, the thing is, it concerns me, Scott, and we're going to talk further about this, is are we so far down the road that we really can't save health care, that we're going to end up, people are finally going to get so frustrated that you got so many people already. I mean, they're fighting. I mean, I'm surprised at how many people still approve of the Affordable Care Act, approval level. And you wonder, okay, is that really a legitimate number? Is this the typical, you know, kind of, you know, numbers that we've been getting lately that seems to be coming out from the government that it's all, you know, agenda influenced?
Well, I worry that that the Republicans help the Democrats here. Because now that big rock, that big onus of the Affordable Care Act is you know, Obamacare, is now off their back. Now it's shifted over to the Republicans, because now we're not on Obamacare anymore. That's gone. Now we're on Republican care, or right. You know, Trump care, or whatever they want to call it. And so now everything that goes wrong now with the health care, it's going on the shoulders of the Republican Party. And the part that scares me about that is that I know what the Democrats really want. They want single payer.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And I know what I really don't want. I don't want single payer. I don't go to the doctor enough for that to be even worth my while.
But there's not enough people. That's the issue. And this is what President Obama, and they knew it, the Democrats did, is that once they gave the people the taste of an entitlement, it's going to be difficult, near impossible, to, you know, to get out of it. That's the big deal, is that do they have enough critical mass that no matter what the Republicans come up with, no matter what Congress, the Senate would come up with, the people are just going to, I mean, this is just going to really checkmate Republicans, you know, for years to come, you know, as Nancy Pelosi gleefully and Chuck Schumer gleefully were high-fiving in the end zone and spiking the ball, because they were finally saying this albatross, you know, to your point, is off our necks.
Well, if they get it wrong, if things work out the way that they say they're going to work out and things go well, then obviously there's nothing to worry about. Because I believe they kept the existing conditions thing.
Yes.
And they also, that's still in there. And they also allowed kids to stay on their parents' health plan until, what, 26, 28?
Well, until they're 26, yeah.
Okay.
So those things, those were critical things. And there's other things they'll probably do in the Senate, maybe allow people to negotiate their premiums across state lines. But, boy, there's a lot of moving parts to this, and I am a bit dubious right now to see if the government can, you know, produce something that is going to make it win-win for all concerned.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And you want to drop me an email, by all means. We love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. So, you know, what are your thoughts about the health care program? Are you about as confused as everybody else here? Okay, you know, we got a bit of a repeal. You know, already the senators are chiming in. Mr. Paul, who you knew was going to chime in right away, and he brought some perspective to this. But before we get too far into this, I want to bring Megan Barth on with us. Megan, always good to have her with us. And, hey, it must be Friday, so it's time for Megan. You know how that goes. Founder, proprietor of Reagan Babe, that's B-A-B-E now, .com. And nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Happy Friday. I'm doing great.
Hey, good. It's Cinco de Mayo, you know that. It's so funny because my mother, of course, she's 92. She'll be 93 this year. And born and raised in Mexico. And so I go, well, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo. And she goes, she kind of looks at you like, you know, what are you telling me? You know, we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I mean, it's just, it's a reason for a bunch of Americans just to go and have margaritas and guacamole, I guess, you know.
Yes, I'm going to celebrate by going to the shooting range today and then over to my favorite Mexican restaurant, El Sombrero, here in Las Vegas.
Well, hey, how much fun is that, man? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to coming to Vegas. You and I got to go to the range together. You know, my son became an RSO, a range safety officer. And he's
excellent.
Yeah, it's good fun. So we're having a lot of fun, you know, shooting them up and going through a lot of ammo. I think we're absolutely violating our ammo budget, though. I told him, we got to do something here. We're going through way too much ammo. But anyway, we'll have a good time celebrating. Have it be safe and enjoy a margarita on me. Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, I think I need the entire picture after, you know, trying to understand what the heck happened with our healthcare situation. You know, Rand Paul came out and said, look, this is really still amounts to about, Obamacare light. You know, we still got a lot of taxes and penalties involved, but the taxes primarily, you know, it's not a trillion, but half a trillion. It's like, what happened to getting rid of all that stuff? And what I'm concerned about, Megan, my read on this deal is that you have given so much. For 7 years, the people have been exposed to this entitlement, and there may be just too much critical mass to deal with that I don't know how they can really, take this back. Go ahead.
Yeah, the next thing to eternal life is a government program, and that's exactly what happened after Barack Obama was elected again. The roots of Obamacare set itself deep. And the Democrat talking points are simply hyperbole and talking points and have nothing to do with facts or reality. And the fact and reality is that most people were dumped onto Medicaid, creating a whole new entitlement class in Medicaid. And those that actually finally got through the $1 trillion website and got an Obamacare card simply just have an Obamacare card because all the insurance companies, many of them have fled the exchange program set up in a variety of states. Ohio, for example, is down to only, I believe it's 5 exchanges from 96. Tennessee is not going to have one single provider. And so 2017 was going to be the worst for Obamacare as far as the destruction that it caused for businesses and middle-income and lower-income members of our community.
Right.
When we look at middle-class Americans and how they've been completely decimated financially, most have, you know, $8,000, $10,000 deductibles, so insurance doesn't even kick in much beyond what they can afford.
Exactly.
And so when you look at the taxes, however, that were repealed, and this comes from Americans for Tax Reform, I grabbed this off their website late last night, it's going to save taxes on over $1 trillion. And listen to some of these taxes, which hit actually elderly as well. The individual mandate tax is gone, which hits 8 million Americans a year. The employer mandate tax, $270 billion tax cut. The medicine cabinet tax. And before I go on, Bill, remember this bill was never supposed to be a tax until
right.
Chief Justice Roberts declared
yes, exactly.
It was.
Roberts gave him the talking point. No, no, you want to, it needs to be a tax. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, they're not about to help Trump.
Tax.
Yeah, they're not about to help Trump say, well, you really don't want to mention Muslims in here, you know, or whatever. You know, you want to say it's just, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it's so prejudiced.
It's all of the canard and the whitewashing that the Democrats like to do as they continually progressively destroy this country. Obamacare employer mandate tax, like I said, $270 billion tax, cut the medicine cabinet tax, 30 million Americans are affected, $6 billion tax cut. The Obamacare's flexible spending account tax, which hits 30 million Americans, $20 billion tax cut. The chronic care tax, which is on 10 million Americans, that's $126 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The HSA withdrawal tax, $100 million saved. 10% excise tax, $600 million tax cut. Health insurance tax, $145 billion tax cut. 3.8% surtax on investment income, $172 billion cut. Obamacare medical device tax, our companies are kind of sighing relief right now, $20 billion. Obamacare tax on prescription medicine, $28 billion tax cut, and the Obamacare tax on retiree prescription drug coverage, that's $2 billion in savings. So for a law that was never supposed to be a tax, that's over $1 trillion in taxes
exactly.
that were just removed, which will pave the way for additional tax reform by this Congress. And I was educated yesterday by a congressman out of Alabama by the last name of Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted to introduce the competition across state lines for insurance companies. However, because of reconciliation, he could not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet a senator, maybe Rand Paul, can
mm-hmm.
introduce that into the bill. But we have so many squishy moderate Republicans who might as well be Democrats. I'm not looking forward to seeing what this bill looks like when it comes out of the Senate.
Well, you know, the thing is, Megan, what this is all pointing to, and, you know, we are right at the crossroads of single payer or full independent, you know, delivery healthcare service, a true delivery system of healthcare. Basically, what Obamacare delivered was a card that taxed the people who could afford it to the tune of, $18,000, anywhere from $12,000 to $18,000 a year. Before it gave them one bit of any kind of insurance with all the, oh yeah, and you had copays on top of that. So, I mean, this was so burdensome and such a big lie that was thrust upon the people. But the problem that you have is, you know, and I keep thinking of that gal that stood up in the town hall meeting and says, I'm paying a dollar for Obamacare. And I don't want to lose that. And I'm going, well, yeah, I bet you don't want to lose that, but you tell me how realistic that is that you pay a dollar and everybody else is paying $18,000 or $12,000 for their family.
Well, exactly. That's the Democrats' definition of fairness.
Yeah. Well, but this is going to be the tough thing about getting a replacement in place, no matter what they do. See, once the government decided to get involved in this, They're in a bucket of gum, Megan, and I don't know how they're going to be able to get out of this. Is that, you know, short of just finally just allowing people to be able to truly be independent and free with their health care and let it be between, you know, them and their doctor the way it should be. This is Bill Martinez, more with Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, is it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
They still exist here.
I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, will always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Bill Martinez. Venus live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, you know, for all the hard work that President Trump put into getting us through phase one of the repeal of Obamacare, I say it's phase one, because we've got a lot of work yet. You know, there's a lot to be done, as you said, in the Senate. What the president said last night, you know, in the press conference with the Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, boy, got Bernie Sanders all excited because he says that, you know, he's really excited about the health care program that Australia says that it's much better than what we have here in America. Well, that's a government-run healthcare system, a single-payer system. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, boy, he chomped on that, and he says, oh, that's going to be a banner heading in the Senate.
Well, exactly. But what they fail to realize, Donald Trump or others that are the progressives that are championing single-payer, is that Australia doesn't have a Medicaid program. Whereby a majority of our babies in this country are born into Medicaid, which gives them an 80% chance of staying in poverty and on Medicaid. Australia also has strict immigration laws, where if you want to move to Australia, you have to have $1 million in the bank in order to even be considered.
Well, and that's why, let's go back to the controversy and that fiery phone call where Donald Trump and the Prime Minister the Prime Minister reminded Trump, he goes, hey, look, I got to deal with the exiting management, one Barack Obama. We got 1,200 refugees here. And Barack Obama said, I'm supposed to send them over to you guys. And Trump goes, whoa, wait a minute, right? And it was quite a little bit of a contentious phone call there several months back.
Well, right. And these are Democrat policies on steroids under Barack Obama and the progressive champions that claim they can solve income inequality. Well, when you put most of the people on Medicaid, that doesn't really solve income inequality, does it? It just makes the richer less rich and the poorer more poor and destroys the middle class.
Exactly.
That is by design. And so Obamacare, which wasn't supposed to be a tax until Chief Justice Roberts said it was a tax, and was supposed to not have people lose their doctor or lose their insurance. Where were the Democrats crying and wringing their hands when 10 million people lost their insurance and lost their doctor? Because of our open borders and because of lovely Ted Kennedy's 1965 Hatch Act, we have become the third world dumping ground, whereby our demographics have been changing dramatically, as well as the income inequality in this company based on the fact that we are importing importing immigrants from the third world that are low skilled and that are offered all government bennies when they cross onto our border, and they become generationally dependent.
Exactly.
As indicated by the most recent Medicaid numbers as far as births in this country.
Well, Megan, you know, what you talk about here is really, it's very concerning, because you wonder, are there enough entrepreneurs in the country to offset this wave of socialism that is overwhelmed us? Not to mention the fact that, you know, what our kids are being trained up with in the educational systems. And that's clear and evident with, you know, these protests that have been taking place. These kids don't understand what it is they're fighting for.
No, you're absolutely right. The millennials who have been convinced that something like a 1.9% GDP or a 0.9% GDP is as good as it gets in this country because the Democrats ran everything for 8 years. And under Barack Obama, he never achieved, as every president before him, at least a 3% GDP. Mm-hmm. So I think once that Donald Trump's policies get into full swing as far as economic and domestic growth policies, millennials are going to finally realize what a true free market, smaller government environment will do to lift them out of their parents' basement and into the real world. When 43% of millennials believe socialism is better than capitalism, I say we have a field trip for these kids and send them over to Venezuela, so you can truly see what a socialist utopia looks like. Well, if we can only do that. Oh, socialism, it just hasn't been practiced in this, you know, it hasn't been practiced the right way. No, it's morally wrong.
Right.
It is morally wrong. Socialism.
These are the same people that tell you, you just haven't had liver cooked right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, liver tastes like liver. I'm sorry. It's just what it is.
Yeah. No, socialism is morally wrong by having the government force others to pay for others, or others demand the hard work of others for their own failures. And so that's really, it's a moral argument and not an economic argument. And there's nothing, no difference between the Democrat socialist Bernie Sanders and Maduro of Venezuela. There's zero when it comes to policies. And we can see what socialistic policies do. They always result in violence and famine.
But to your point, though, Megan, if you've been programmed and you've been indoctrinated into socialism, everything that reeks of that destructive type of form of government, and I say destructive because, you know, we're capitalists, we're free enterprise people. We love going, you know, having the ability to dream a big dream and realize that this is why people come to America, for the freedom to dream big dreams and to have a shot at it. I mean, all that is starting to close, and I'm just seeing a window of opportunity closing here, that as people continue to turn more to socialism in this country, we're going to have less and less opportunity. This may be, and I hate to say this, but this may be our last chance with this, and this is why so many people are still holding on to one Donald Trump, because he is the champion of the cause. He is, you know, more than anybody else in Congress right now, because these guys, even the people in Congress, even the so-called Republicans, have been conditioned to go in the direction that promotes socialism.
Yeah, you know, I posted on Reagan Babe on my Facebook page a rant that I do weekly for a local news organization here, and I talk about the moderate Republicans specifically. The moderate Republicans are no different than the progressive Democrats. Yet they are worse because they are members of our party and they are just as equal obstructionists. But they're also users. And what I mean by that is that they will use the conservative message. They will use the conservative principles within that message to usher them in and win campaigns.
Get reelected, but, sure. Yeah.
To get reelected or elected. And they'll ride the wave as they have for many years, and then they'll shield themselves behind the legacy of Ronald Reagan and use his words. And then once they get into Congress, they vote like Democrats, and they propose big government solutions to big government problems. And so I believe that the moderate Republicans, the Tuesday group, as they call themselves,
right,
should really just abandon ship. Many of these guys came from Hillary Clinton as well as Donald Trump districts. But more Democrats have come from Donald Trump's districts, and those are the Democrats specifically up in the Rust Belt, the hardworking men and women of this country that were destroyed by the progressive policies of the Democrats. And so, you know, Hillary Clinton can blame everybody else but herself for her loss. But what they really should do is look at their own party and how many people defected from the hard left and the Democrat policies and voted for Donald Trump. Some voted for a Republican the first time in their life, and that's what gave Donald Trump the presidency, right, because of the slide towards socialism.
Well, Megan, going back to what you said earlier, we've got about 30 seconds left here, so we've got to wrap this up, but I like what you said about the millennials that find themselves in the basements of their parents' home. Is that really, is that as good as it gets for them?
According to Democrats, yes.
That's a sad commentary, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of hope that after all this education, your degrees and everything, that you got to go back and live with mommy and daddy. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Megan Barr, thank you. Always good to have you with us. Make sure you go to ReaganBabe.com for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Cinco de Mayo. Today, college campuses and bars across the country are packed with people enjoying guacamole, putting on big hats, downing a lot of tequila. But how did this holiday get its start? Here's a brief history of Cinco de Mayo. First, let's get a common misconception out of the way. Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. That's the 16th of September, a completely different holiday. Cinco de Mayo commemorates a big battle. It was known as the Battle of Pueblo, fought on May 5th, 1862, between Mexico and France. Mexico owed France, along with Spain and England, a lot of money. The three countries sent troops to Mexico to demand payment. Spain and England reached an agreement and left, but France set out to attack Mexican forces in Pueblo. The battle lasted 3 hours. Mexico was victorious. The French lost nearly 500 men, while Mexico lost less than 100. Although the French would return just a year later to recapture Pueblo and the rest of Mexico, the Battle of Pueblo created a sense of national pride, and it was declared a national holiday. Today, Cinco de Mayo is a relatively minor holiday in Mexico, mostly celebrated in Puebla where the battle took place. Most of the country considers Mexican Independence Day, celebrated on September 16th, to be a more important day to express their patriotism. But in the U.S., Cinco de Mayo has become a massive holiday, with large celebrations taking place in Los Angeles, Chicago, Denver, Houston, New York City. George W. Bush was the first president to honor the holiday at the White House.
It's Casablanca. Es su Casablanca. Adios.
Festivities in the U.S., like most imported holidays, usually amount to consuming lots of booze and food. 30.6 million cases of beer, 87.3 million pounds of avocados were sold on Cinco de Mayo week in 2013, making $658 million in booze revenue and 349 million servings of guacamole. With 33.6 million U.S. residents claiming Mexican descent and others partying just because, it's no wonder this holiday's become one of the largest in the country.
Hey, there it is. I mean, on a day like this, Scott, you either are Mexican or you want to be. You know, it's kind of like, you know, St. Paddy's Day, right? You either are green or you want to wear green. And so anytime you got a reason for celebration, of course, you got this kind of money behind it. You know, this kind of commerce that takes place. Of course, big day. And meanwhile, back in Mexico, you know, like I said, my almost 93-year-old mother, who was born and raised in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo doesn't mean anything. She kind of looks at you like, what are you talking about, you know? But, for the American population here in this country, you know, bring on the margaritas, bring on the guacamole. I mean, this is incredible. In fact, you know, we ought to do, one day I'm going to do this. We got to have a guacamole, you know, contest here. Who does the best guacamole? That could be a lot of fun.
I'm 1,000 miles away from you, man.
No. Hey, it's got to be, you know, maybe we'll meet somewhere in between over a hole in the ice or something and do up some guacamole there. But 81 million pounds of avocados. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, that's a lot. I mean, this is how much traction Cinco de Mayo has here in America. 81 million. This is according to Forbes. Eats 81 million pounds of avocados on Cinco de Mayo. I mean, and they didn't give us the count, though, on margaritas or anything else. But needless to say, it is a great day. So happy, safe, and fun Cinco de Mayo to you. Pass the guacamole and the margarita pitcher and have a good fun time. Why not?
Are you doing anything for it? Going out or anything?
Yeah, I probably will. I got the boys. You know, we're getting together here, and my daughter's still, you know, she's in Maui, so she's going to miss out. But the kids will get out. We'll go and, you know, do a little bit of a little bit of thing. And I'll tell my mom. I'll go, hey, she's going, what are you going to do tonight? I go, well, we're going to Cinco de Mayo. She goes, what? You know.
Why? Yeah. Why do you care about the 5th of May?
You know? Yeah, right. Exactly. It doesn't matter, you know. So it's okay. But it's all, you know. I told her the other day, and I made her smile a little bit. I said, Mom, this is all preparation for Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is just, oh, she goes, oh, good, you know. So that warms her heart. So you got to find a way, especially. I'm telling you.
You still haven't shown her the clip that you forgot how to
say. No. We don't. Are you kidding me? No way. No. Hey, I deal with enough guilt. That's what I'm going to start to tell you. You know, with Mexican. Well, I got double jeopardy because I have a Mexican mother raised Catholic. I mean, she is a 10-degree black belt in guilt. You know, it's like a Jewish mother, same way. You know, I don't know. Somehow before they come to Earth here and become parents,
you know,
they
what?
Somehow go to some preconditioning of guilt. You know, guilt,
I think you got to look at the commonality there. It's just mother. My mom can say one thing to me, and I immediately, you know, it could just be something simple like, "I wish you'd call me more."
Right.
Oh man, I should probably call my mom more.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I've surrendered. You know, for me, it's you're right, Mom. You're right. I should call. You're right. I should call you more. And you're right. I mean, they know how to put it on you. And you know, what can you do?
I just keep track of all the dates that I call her. And, and then I could just say, you know, I look at my calendar and then I say, you know, if it, it might have been 2013, but I can say that I just called you on the 5th of May. No.
you better watch it. She starts working that one and she starts checking, running her own calendar. Yeah, buddy, that was in 2013. What do you got to say about that, huh?
Mom, your calendar's off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, it's Cinco de Mayo. Have a good time, like I said. You know, again, this lingering conversation, Scott, about healthcare, it is scary as to what this government, the government of everything, and we've had this conversation, it just seems like forever, that this government keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, we have an opportunity to stop, you know, it's like the blob. It just keeps on getting, you know, more and more, you know, critical mass here.
It feels like they're putting more and more fingers into my life. And that was one of the things that I don't want a government telling me what I have to do in my life. That's one of the parts that makes this great, is that it was kind of, you know, the people dictated what the government did. And now it's starting to feel like the government is beginning to dictate what people do. And well, that's a scary thing, because that's not what we are.
Well, Scott, but that's the problem we have. You see, the idea, go back to what the Constitution outlined. It's about self-responsibility. If you take away self-responsibility and you have a government that says, hey, you don't have to be responsible, Scott. We'll take care of that. You know, we'll clean your nose for you. We'll do all this stuff for you. And so then you start conditioning people. And we have this conditioned class of entitlement now that's raised up. And this is what, you know, again, I say concerns me greatly is there too much of it? Are we at that point of critical mass that they can't see the forest to the trees? They really believe, and this is what we have. I mean, in these town hall meetings, we got people that have been conditioned to believe that government is the answer. And for them, short term, it might be. But long term, when they really realize the full implementation of a government-supported, mandated healthcare system, you start looking at Europe, you start looking at Canada. I mean, how many people from Canada come down to America for healthcare services because they can't wait 3 years to be seeing an oncologist?
But the group that believes that, you're talking about people that have nothing.
Yes.
You're talking about people that have nothing. They've earned nothing. They've done nothing. You're talking about a generation of people that somehow thinks that graduating high school is an accomplishment. That was the requirement.
Right.
That was the requirement. Yes. It's not an accomplishment.
Right.
That's the requirement. You have to pass high school. And why did my dad have to pass high school? Because his father didn't have the opportunity to. His father had to go work before he was 16.
Because
so when my dad got into high school, he had to pass high school. And my dad passed that on to me, and I'm passing that on to my kid.
Exactly.
It's not an accomplishment.
Right.
Sure, I'll pat you on the back, we'll throw you a party, but it's the requirement.
Right.
That's the requirement.
It's all the dumbing down of America. This is what we're dealing with today. We've got to go to break here. We've got Bob Waliszewski. We're going to talk about Netflix. Yes, I know it's Friday. Normally we talk to him on Monday, but we're going to double bonus. And we're going to talk to Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family coming up next. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
I guess the reason they still exist here is because they work. We have empirical evidence of said fact. And this is our encouragement to you to pass on not only to this generation, but to the generations that come, as we've been talking about, whether it's healthcare or the other influences of big government encroaching on our lives, you know, dumbing us down and thinking that we don't need to be self-responsible. And that's what is disconcerting and very concerning, I believe, for the trajectory of this country, if we're going to get back on track. But if we got people that are becoming comfortable with Big Daddy and the government being in charge of their lives, boy, I tell you, we've got serious trouble here in River City. And you know, not that I want to be skeptical, because I'm the perennial optimist. I believe that we can still do it. But I also see that maybe the time is coming where we're just not going to have that full opportunity, that there's so much, you know, there's just critical mass of progressives and those that are entitled to think that, look, if anybody has any money, we got to redistribute that money and we got to spread it out amongst the rest of us, and welcome to socialism here in the United States of America, which is very, very scary. Hey, Bob Olszewski is with us right now, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's very popular Plugged In department. You go to PluggedIn.com for all the information. Hey, Robert, good fun. We don't normally get you toward the end of the week like this, so I'm glad that we can talk. But you've got an interesting series here that you've seen all 13 of, which is Netflix, 13 Reasons. I mean, this is 13 Reasons Why Someone Would Commit Suicide.
Yeah, this show is really taking the culture by storm this year. Last year at this time, we were dropping everything in the plugged-in department to talk about the very innocent Pokemon Go, but it was the phenomenon du jour. And everybody was playing, and the only thing negative was that there were people walking across the street playing the game and getting hit by cars and playing it in their cars and running into people. But other than that, it was a pretty innocent little cultural phenomenon. But this year's cultural phenomenon is not so innocent. Just kind of everywhere you look, people are talking about it, posting about it on Facebook. I noticed even our local paper, the day before yesterday had another story on it. We had multiple stories, but they were talking about how Netflix is now, because of pressure, is increasing the warnings, on some of their show. Like at the very beginning, there's a warning. So it is the cultural phenomenon of the day. There's no doubt about it.
And now, is there any research on this, Bob, that's saying that, these shows, I mean, I look at, things that are happening in our culture, what happened to that qualifier about redeeming value? You know, it's like out the door. I mean, Colbert the other night goes off the rails attacking Trump, saying things that are just absolutely uncivil and crude. And I go, where is the redeeming value here? And I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed in the chair of the FCC. You know, he is a conservative by upbringing, and he was the lone conservative almost as part of the FCC under Barack Obama's administration. Now he's the chair of the FCC, and his response on that whole deal was he hadn't even seen the video yet. I go, wait a minute, you're the chair. Well, you have to understand, I have kids. No, I understand that you're the chairman of the FCC, and you haven't seen that disgusting soundbite from Stephen Colbert?
Yeah, it was disgusting, by the way. And, of course, the FCC, in a general sense, says if it's on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, over the air, then we care. If you have to pay for it, you know, we don't. If it's on cable, we really don't give a rip. If you're paying for it, then it's kind of your fault, and I'm not so sure I agree with them, but that's kind of their idea in a nutshell. Anyways, back to this particular show. This is a Netflix show, so this is a show that people have to pay for. So I would suppose that if the FCC were weighing in, they'd be like, we don't care. Now, in fairness, let me just say that, in my opinion, the show glamorizes suicide and many, many other teen behaviors that are problematic. But when you get to the final show, in fairness, I will say that Selena Gomez, who executive produced the show and did it because she believed it was anti-suicide, I can get that there's a message or two that one could interpret. But if you take the whole 13 episodes and the whole body of work, I would disagree with Selena strongly and say, no, the overall message is one that glamorizes suicide. Why do I say that? Because essentially you have this teenage girl, the very first episode, you realize that she is already dead, she's already killed herself, and she's left 13 or six cassette tapes, but 13 sides, or seven cassette tapes, 13 sides, explaining why she did it. Now, saying it really wasn't her fault, it wasn't her decision per se. It was 13 different people who made her do it. They contribute. So, you know, side one is, this is your story, and here's why you're part of why I'm doing about to do what I'm going to do. Side two, now it's your fault. Now it's, you know, so it's 13 reasons why, and there are 13 people who who made her do it. Now, when you think about that, that's an incredibly troublesome message, because it's not the person who commits the suicide who's really making that decision, although you get glimpses of that message that, well, really it was Hannah's fault. It was Hannah's fault, but only glimpses. The overall storyline says, no, these people led her to do it. She really had no other choice but to do that. We have not yet seen copycats that I'm aware of, nothing in the news yet. Mm-hmm. But this series just came out March 31st, so it's only a month old in a couple days. I do think, and I hope I'm not a prophet here, but I'm afraid I may be, that down the road we're going to find some teens that have seen the show that picked up on what I think is the overall message, that, hey, if you want to get back at the people that wronged you during your life or are wronging you right now, commit suicide and then leave some message that says, hey, it was your fault.
It's your fault.
It was not my decision.
Mm. Wow. And then, try and put that burden on them. And that's your legacy. That is your blessing to your fellow man, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I would say even if the show conclusively and without a shadow of a doubt said that the suicide was bad, and there was no question in it, which there is a huge question, but even if there was no question, when it finally ended, you absolutely knew without a shadow of a doubt that suicide is the stupidest, dumbest, absolute, most egregious, problematic thing a teenager can do, I would still say the show is incredibly problematic for a lot of other reasons. It normalizes teen life that involves much, 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 much alcohol, much, 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 much drugs, tons of sexual activities, lying to clueless parents. Now, the parents may be caring in this series, but they're all clueless, and it's purposefully that way. Because teens, guess what? You lie to your parents and you tell them such and such, and you're going out with such and such, and you're going to do, and hey, they don't have a clue, and because parents are pretty much that way. And unless I talk about the language problems of this show, the F-bomb and other harsh profanities are used just tons and tons and tons of times. If this film were a movie, if this Netflix show were a 13-hour movie, it would get an R rating, and we would be talking about it's a very hard R movie. But it's not a movie. It's a TV show, so it's rated TVMA, in other words, TV for mature audiences. But no one knows what that really means, and so parents are hearing, oh, well, it's got an anti-suicide thing. Well, good. Hey, kids, go ahead and watch it. Have fun, you know. And I say, that's not a good idea.
For those parents that even have any participation in the choice of movies or TV shows that they watch, because as you say, parents are clueless, they're busy, you know, they're bogged down, they're not involved with these kids, and they're just leaving their teenagers to be all the more vulnerable as a result of this.
Yeah. Another problem that I see in this show is, there are two rape, not just one, there are two rape scenes in the midst of these 13 episodes, both of which are explicit. They are graphic. Before the show of those two episodes, we get a warning that we're about to get some really graphic material, but that doesn't mean that it's okay just because we've warned the audiences, because, again, very young children are watching this show. Lots of middle schoolers are watching this show. Bad idea. And I don't care if you're 18 and watching the show. I just don't feel like the show, because it glamorizes so much of these problems and makes just this drinking, drugging, sexing, talking like sailor lifestyle, this is what all teenagers do. I just feel like it's just one more problematic show that because the executive producer thinks it has a good message at the end, and I disagree with, that every teen should watch. And I'm afraid, unfortunately, many, many are.
So no solution here, just the problem.
Well, there is no solution as far as this particular show goes.
Exactly.
Except avoidance.
Well, yeah. Bob, we're out of time. I appreciate you being with us and getting us up to date on what's going on with 13 Reasons Why. Bob Olszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blends, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The answer to being